Dog mushing is Alaska's official state sport, but not everyone can just jump on a sled and go. KUAC's Dan Bross reports on a new Fairbanks nonprofit organization aimed at getting people with disabilities out mushing.
We'll have a team of dogs that will be solely dedicated to serving people with disabilities.
Noble Paws founder and president Steve Vick has also developed two dog sleds that can accommodate people with mobility issues.
The dog sled that actually has a ramp that folds down and you can roll the wheelchair right on it and clamp them in and then you can give them a ride. And then there's another sled we developed for people who might have limited use of their legs. So it's you can sit in the sled and it has two skis in the front, kind of like the front of a snow machine, with two skis that can steer.
A Wasilla-based sled builder is creating the adaptive rigs. Vic, who started mushing with a tour operator in the Denali area in 1999, says he's purchased property in the Goldstream Valley of Fairbanks as a base for the Noble Paws operation he plans to launch next winter.
People will be able to come to us, and we can have the sled there. We have access to trails there. Our ultimate goal is to make it available for free for anybody with a disability.
Vic is making contact with Fairbanks area organizations that work with people with disabilities and veterans groups that work with wounded warriors. He says Noble Paws offerings will be diverse, everything from going for a short ride to more intensive programs aimed at allowing participants to experience racing and backcountry travel.
One would be a mushing camp, which would basically give people access to the team for about 4 to 6 weeks, in which we will train them to run their own team and get them comfortable using the sleds, and eventually hopefully running them in maybe one of the local dog mushing races, a 4 or 5 mile loop with our team and the adaptive sled. The other program idea we have is to do overnights, and this may be with children or adults, and go into the White Mountains for an overnight trip.
Vic says the plan is to lease 20 to 30 dogs to get the operation started. He's currently focused on raising money through donations, sponsors, and grants, and is commuting between Fairbanks and Haines, where he runs an animal shelter. He says he's looking at driving school bus in Fairbanks next winter to help support himself while Noble Paws gets started. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.